He taught Jordan how to dunk and throw a brick. He tips exclusively in $2 bills. Warren Buffett joined Twitter just to read his tweets. Dr. Gene asks him financial questions. He is Sweet Tea Teddy P., the most interesting chartered financial analyst in Kennesaw.
I don't always host a radio show, but when I do, it's Money Talks. Stay invested, my friends. Oh, yeah. We're back. This is Money Talks.
Troy, we are in the presence of a media star. You know what I mean?
We are, yeah.
You can just tell, yeah. Right?
Hey, that's right.
This is Atlanta's
the
longest
more you
running.
Comment,
most respected money show radio.
I have to cut you guys off.
I throw bricks.
And tip and $2 bills. Yeah. He said something nice about you. You might owe him $2.
Yeah, right? That's true.
$2 Teddy.
Say something, Troy. He'll give you $2 also.
How you doing?
And that's Scott Keller. I'm Teddy Parrish, and that's Troy Harmon. And this is Money Talks. And we're just dying for your questions. So email us throughout the week at drgene@hensler.com, or you can reach us at 1-855-429-9166 or locally 770-429-9166. Kelly Lynn's holding up a sign with something on it. I don't know exactly what it was. And we're all – this might be a first. She just showed me. It's all CFAs doing the show today.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that is true. Oh, that's true.
That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty awesome. Scott was the
first CFA show.
Well, that's true. That was
to go through the
long
brutal
time ago. That was
the brutal beating that is.
Exactly.
The CFA
process.
Yes.
It's
rough. Mm-hmm.
All right, Teddy. We got another question here from Susan from Cartersville. I'm 26 years old and have been investing in my 401k. I switched to a Roth 401k at the beginning of the year, and I'm considering switching back. Should I stay with a Roth option or go back to a traditional 401k? Well, Teddy, guess what the answer is.
Yeah,
it depends.
It depends.
Yeah.
And in this case, it depends on something that nobody knows.
Nobody knows. So right. It really does. It depends.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It's really all about the tax rate. Is the tax rate going to be cheaper today, or will it be cheaper when you retire and need that money that you've saved for, you know, all your life?
Yeah.
And basically, with a traditional 401k, you assume that the tax rate will be lower in retirement sometime in the future because you save that money and it's tax deferred. It gets to grow without being taxed initially, you know, with the income tax. And then when you take the money out, that's when you start getting taxed on it. With a Roth, however, you pay an after-tax money, so it gets taxed on your current income
today,
and then you it grows tax-free for the remainder of until you need the money.
And then you don't have to pay taxes then either, right? There's no more taxes.
Exactly. Yep.
That's the beauty of it. When the Roth IRA first came out, we thought that it was going to be banned and outlawed in 5 years because it seemed like it was so sweet of a deal.
Right.
And this Roth 401k is gaining some prominence, but like you said, it depends on can the person, number one, pay the taxes now and how they feel about that, that money. And number two, you know, what's their tax bracket after?
In retirement, right.
We see where we're serving. We help a lot of companies, you know, being an advisor on their retirement plans. And when we talk to employees, they're all trying to decide what should they do.
Right.
I mean, that's the question they're trying to do.
Sure.
So a lot of the employees we deal with, we see them where they're just splitting it in half.
Mm-hmm.
They do half the contributions in a Roth 401k, other half in the traditional.
Yeah, and 401k. that's actually a good option.
That's a good option. Right. Kind of hedging your bets.
Yeah, I guess another thing that you have to consider, too, is what is your tax bracket today? And, you know, in retirement, you have to assume that you're not going to have much income. Obviously, if you've retired, you're not getting income from your from your sale of your labor, basically, you know. So you would assume that your income, your taxable income should decline. So if you're early on and not making all that much money so that you're in a low tax bracket, or, you know, if you assume – that wherever you are today, it's going to be higher than, you know, always go with the lowest tax bracket.
Yeah.
So if you're lower taxed today, get your money taxed and put it in a Roth. If you are in a high tax bracket, then you should probably do a tax deferred plan.
So in making that decision, it's also a personal choice.
You know? That's absolutely.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yes, definitely.
Right.
Yeah. And then interesting, it kind of ties into this. This week, the new limits for how much money people can put in 401ks came out for 2015. So the max this year is if you're under 50 years old, you can put $17,500 in your 401k. Well, it's actually going up to $18,000 in 2015. And then there's a catch-up contribution. You know, like if you turn 50 years old, you can put extra money in the plan. Next year, that limit goes up to $6,000. So people that are, you know, 50 years old, turning sometime next year and older, they basically put away $24,000 a year in their 401k.
Yeah, that should be
helpful. That's a good, helpful, you know, amount to put in there.
Sure.
And then the IRA limits actually didn't change for 2015. They're the same as they are for 2014, where you can put $5,500 in your IRA, and if you got the catch-up contributions, another $1,000.
Yeah.
So you can still put $6,500 in there.
Yeah. Well, so pretty, as far as the percentage-wise, it's a pretty reasonable in how much you can save for your retirement.
Yeah. And then interesting tidbit is that, you know, how they increase the amount every year that's subject to Social Security tax.
Right.
You know, so they've gone up on that again, of course, where for 2015 it'll be $118,500.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be subject to Social Security tax. Just 2 years ago, that amount was $113,700.
Wow.
So it's almost $5,000 increase in 2 years.
Yeah,
so that's a way they can get a little more revenue coming in Social Security trust fund.
It should
pay out the benefits.
It should be going the other way.
So it's kind of a backdoor. tax increase, basically, that way.
It is a tax.
That's what it is.
Definitely. That's significant.
So, but they don't have to talk about that too much.
No.
So it's just interesting those numbers came out this week as well.
It's good stuff.
All right, Teddy, we got another question here. It's a question of the week.
Uh-oh.
Question of the week from Kim. I'm no longer working for myself, and I'm able to contribute to my employer's retirement plan. I'm subject to vesting. What is vesting?
Vesting?
That's a good question, though, because people really don't understand vesting
right.
when they're
in
retirement plans and stuff. So that's a very good question.
Yeah. Basically, plans such as a 401k or a traditional pension or stock option plan, they're tied to a timeline known as a vesting schedule. And basically what it means is that when you acquire full ownership of the money that the employer has placed into the fund, now any money that you put in, I think, is
any money you put in there is your money.
It's your money. It's vested 100% immediately. But there's a few alternatives to vesting schedule. Sometimes it'll be a 25% each year. Sometimes as much as 50% in years 2 and 4, or it could be 100% in the fourth year.
Yeah.
So in addition to those two permissible vesting schedules, they're cliff investing.
Cliff vesting.
Two other schedules. There's cliff investing, which basically says that you get no vested benefit until the third year.
Yep.
And then after 3 years of employment, you reach the edge of the cliff and you vest 100%.
Jump.
Yeah, and then there's jump into your money. Graded investing is another option, and it provides no vested benefit until year two. For each additional year that you remain with your employer, your benefits vest 20% each year. So under the schedule, you'll be 100% vested within 6 years.
So basically, these vesting schedules are in the best interest of the company and also the employee. You know, I mean, it breeds loyalty.
Loyalty to the company.
Yeah, that's
you want to keep the employees long term.
Yeah. Exactly. And not
that's really what it's about.
And you also want the company to perform as well as possible.
Yes.
So it encourages them. It's an incentive.
Yes.
Actually, a pretty good incentive.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the vesting schedule can vary. So you'll need to read your own information. If you have questions, you probably ought to ask your supervisor or
go to the HR department.
Yeah.
Talk
exactly.
to them. They'll give you the summary. Of the whole plan, and you can read all the details in there about vesting, loan balances, things like that.
Yeah, and yeah, it varies plan to plan, so just need to ask.
Yeah, each plan is different, but it's a good thing. Vesting is a good thing. So that was a good question.
Yep.
Good question, good answer.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.